A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Thereupon Jesus said to them, "Let me solemnly assure you, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Humanity and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who feed on my flesh and drink my blood have life eternal, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood real drink. Those who feed on my flesh and drink my blood remain in me, and I in them. Just as the Father who has life sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so those who feed on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and died nonetheless, those who feed on this bread shall live forever." He said this in a synagogue instruction at Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord. This is the climax of John chapter 6. Tomorrow's passage in the lectionary is the people's often disappointing response, their final response, because we get lots of crazy responses throughout. This chapter, of course, started with Jesus' feeding of the thousands, and then immediately they want more, but Jesus suspects they just want more bread, more earthly bread. And he says, "Don't work for food that goes bad, but work for food that endures for eternal life." And they say, well, what must we do to carry out God's work? And he answers them. He said, "You must believe in the one God has sent." And then they, of course, miss the point and still harass him to do something for them, to give them something. And he says, they say, "What sign will you yourself do, the sight of which will make us believe in you? You tell us you want us to believe in you. Well, what are you going to do to make us believe in you?" Well, of course, he's already done it. He's given them the sign. They say, "Well, what work will you do?" Or in another translation, which I love, "What can you do?" He's just told them what he wants them to do. Have faith. And in essence, they're saying, "Give us more bread. Our ancestors ate manna in the desert. As Scripture says, he gave them bread from heaven to eat," they say. And Jesus answers them in so many words. He's saying, "Oh, you want bread from heaven? I'll give you bread from heaven." So, of course, they're getting more than they bargained for. And they say, "Well, give us this bread always." And Jesus says, you notice how this keeps escalating. And now Jesus says, "I and the bread of life. It is my Father's will that whoever sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life." So again, he's challenging to belief. And here's this theme of eternal life. Now the lectionary from a day or two ago skips over this next passage, when then their complaint isn't yet about him claiming to be bread from heaven. It's just his claim that he's come down from heaven. Isn't this the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? And this is what continues to get his goat. And he says, "No, you've got to come to me. It's the bread which comes down from heaven. Your ancestors had the bread, the manna, but they died. You won't die." And then now is when they say, "Well, how can he give us his flesh to eat?" And so he takes up this graphic language of theirs. "Yes, eat my flesh. If you don't eat the flesh of the Son of Humanity and drink his blood, you'll have no life within you." And this is the bread which has come down from heaven. Your ancestors ate the manna. They died. If you eat this, you'll live forever. This is the climax. Eat my flesh. Drink my blood. Now, who knows exactly what he means here, but it's about intimacy, it's about faith, it's about our deepest desires and longings. And Jesus is claiming to be the answer. Where will we turn? Will we be scandalized by Jesus' language or turned off? Or will we take him up on his offer of life eternal?